Hello, this is Brooke Volk, your host on WCBC Worldwide, which we are, Celestial Broadcast Communications, which it is astonishingly what it sounds like, Celestial Communications, as from angels from the highest celestial realms. Not to be classified as religious programming, but spiritual, it is. Angels are not respecters of dogmas and creeds of orthodoxy. Today's celestial message comes from my co-host, Bertrand Russell. Wikipedia: a British polymath, a philosopher, a logician, an essayist, and social critic. Born 1872, died 1970. Title of today's message, The Simplicity of Truth. November 24th, 2017, Gibson's, British Columbia, Canada, received by Medium Al Fike. I am Bertrand Russell. I was a philosopher in my day. I have come to realize that so much of my thinking and so many of the constructs of my mind were not productive in the discovery of my soul. And so I wish to come and speak of the simplicity of truth, rather than the complexity of the mind. To bring the power of the soul forth in your world is what must come about to achieve a deep awareness of the soul. The genius of the soul, if you will, is what is missing in this world of yours. So many rely solely on their minds, and get themselves into dark places contravening the laws of creation and the laws of God. So those of us who have discovered the workings of the soul, with the beauty of His love igniting so many truths and understandings, we must share this truth with humanity. We all must work towards this, for the time grows short and mankind continues to head into darkness and confusion and chaos. We must all work hard, work diligently to bring this truth to humanity in whatever way is possible. What you are doing is merely one avenue in bringing forth these truths to mankind, and many avenues exist and will be utilized by God for those souls willing to listen to God's guidance and inspiration to bring the truth to mankind. There will be many manifestations, my friends. Many things will come forth in the next little while on this earth. It will be an extraordinary time, a time of awakening, a challenging time, a time of adjustment and change. So much must happen in a short while in this world in order to correct the disharmony of the darkness. Those conditions are so rife with error, and you must be strong, my friends, you must be strong. In order to stand up to the dark forces of this world and the darkness within each of you, your brothers and sisters, and within yourself, you must be strong to be in the light, my dear brothers and sisters, to be in the light. Absorb the truth and bring it very deep within you, so that there is no doubt whatsoever, only truth, seeing clearly, seeing in the light, and seeing from the eyes of your soul. Continue to pray for the Father's love. Continue to open yourself to what God has to give to you, for He has much to give. What you have received to this day is but a small bit, a small portion of what He wishes to give to each and every one of His children. Can you imagine, my friends, what it is going to be like to live in the light, to be in complete harmony with God, to know His love and power and glory with such intensity and beauty that all you'll be able to exclaim is, God, I love you. I feel such deep joy and the resonance of my soul with your soul in the beauty of my life and the great and vast light and ocean of your love. This is coming for each one of you. You have made this commitment, and you journey on that path towards that one-ment with God. As such, you have made far greater progress than I ever did in this world. So much I had to unlearn and release within my mind. And so I wish to come back and speak to my brothers and sisters and proclaim the truth of the Father's love, the power of His grace and the glory of His light. We will do so together, along with so many others, one after the other, proclaiming the wonderment of God and the truth of His love. This is the plan. This is what is intended. May you come to that place, my dear friends, where this will be possible. We need you. We need you to work hard, to put everything you have into this, and to come to that place where all will function in perfect harmony. And those manifestations that are meant to be sanctioned by God will come to pass. It's a glorious plan, my friends, a beautiful plan. May you all step up and be a part of it in love, in the desire to serve with the ability to know the will of God. God bless you, my friends. I am Bertrand Russell, and I reside within the fifth sphere after much effort indeed. What a struggle it is when one believes so strongly in the power of the mind rather than the grace of the soul. We must help those who are stuck within their mind to free themselves up in the grace of God. God bless you. God bless you and keep you in His love always. I am with you, and I pray for each and every one of you every day. I am with you. God bless you. You have been listening to one of the few personally created podcasts where Divine Love Celestial Angel messages are featured. For more information, DivineLoveSanctuary.com, New-Birth.net, CelestialBroadcast.com and SoulTruth.ca. This is Brooke Folk, a divine love-lit soul for you. This has been a Divine Love, Chapel of the Air, Worldwide Celestial Broadcast Communication, WCBC.